I am. News out of the Iowa men's basketball program. Not great news as well. As reported by Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, we will get your opinion on that coming up. Also, we'll talk about the brand new Prospect Meadows complex over on the north side of Marion and more. It is the Gym Class coming your way for a Tuesday on KGYM. Yeah, look at the calendar. It says May the 21st. Sure doesn't feel like May the 21st out there. I've got a sweater on. Mark's got a pullover on. This is silly. Hopefully tomorrow it starts to warm up. Welcome in, Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. The main gym, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We're presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are locally owned and operated. Thank you very much to everybody over there at Third Base for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program on KGYM. Usually on Tuesdays, we talk Major League Baseball with you. We're actually going to postpone that a little bit here, as we have breaking news coming out about an hour and a half ago, 90 minutes or so. And when Alex Kuhn is next to you in the sports office and just audibly says, oh, no, you know, it's not a good thing. And that was certainly the case coming out of Iowa City in the Iowa men's basketball camp this afternoon. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. And the news is about Jordan Bohan and the Linmar product, senior-to-be at Iowa. He's going to have hip surgery tomorrow morning, and he's facing a rehab and recovery of 5 to 9 months. That would put him late October to late February, depending on how rapid the recovery may be. So it's very possible Bohan will be out next season in redshirt, which brings up all kinds of questions, Scott.
All kinds of questions that we will kick around here. We'd like your input as well. Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line is open and available at 319-366-1600. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. And no, not unless you were on social networking earlier today. Iowa did put out a release on this after the fact, but Chad Lystico, who will be on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, I believe at 4:30 today. We invite you to tune in to the program and listen to that talk with Chad. But he was the first one to break this news today via the Des Moines Register. And it's been something, obviously, this is not something that just surfaced today when Chad talked to Fran McCaffrey last week. Obviously, the coach knew this was coming. Surgery is scheduled for tomorrow morning, I believe early at 7 o'clock. And like you said, it's a 5 to 9 month process. Alex did some digging online with MedMD or whatever the heck, WebMD or whatever. 5 to 9 months, maybe. But a lot of things we read were that 6 months is kind of the before you can kind of go pain-free. Mm-hmm. As far as things are concerned, it is not a written in stone end all that Jordan Bohannon is not going to play next year, but right now you got to face that possibility if you're the Iowa basketball team.
You do. Number one, it's awful news for Jordan Bohannon.
True.
That's paramount to me. Number two, it's very, it's not good for the Iowa basketball program. For 2019-20, you're already losing Tyler Cook to the NBA. Isaiah Moss has transferred to Arkansas. And this is a team that could have looked a whole lot different than what it's going to be. I think it's going to be very much an inside-outside team next year with Garza, Kreener, and Nungy, even Pemsel on the inside. I think strong players there. You've got Wieskamp on the wing, but who plays point guard? Does Fran McCaffrey look deeper into the transfer portal? Should he? You've got C.J. Frederick, who redshirted last year, 2018 Kentucky Player of the Year, who apparently can shoot. We'll see.
He better be able to shoot now.
Iowa's bringing in Joe Toussaint out of the Bronx, a 6-foot point guard who I know very little about. I've seen some video, but can he be expected to come in and contribute substantially next year? Maybe that's a big item for him to do. So where does Iowa go from here? When you lose the number one three-point shooter in Iowa history and the number seven assist man in Iowa history, one of the best free-throw shooters in Iowa history, it's not good. And I found it, and I tweeted this earlier, interesting that some of the same fans out there who bemoaned the fact that Bohannon was not a true point guard, could not create his own shots, and now everybody's saying this is the death knell to the 2019-20 season. Again, it's not good, but I don't necessarily subscribe to that. Let's see what Fran McCaffrey does. If he does anything,
3-1.
Maybe he's going to be confident in an approach that might include Frederick or someone else.
319-366-1600. Your feedback is certainly welcome as we talk Jordan Bohannon and what it means with his hip injury to the Iowa basketball team.
Well, a lot of folks saying, well, this is underscoring the fact that Isaiah Moss leaving is even more important to the program. And yes, it is. The guy started 90-some games for Iowa, averaged nearly double figures. But Iowa's not losing a Ronnie Lester. They're not losing a B.J. Armstrong or a downtown Freddie Brown. They're losing a serviceable guy who may or may not, you know, he went to for other pastures.
He wants to
dozens
play
Dozens and
more.
Hundreds.
He wants to shoot more.
Hundreds of players have done this and are doing it. It's the times we live in. But now coupled with the fact Bohannon is going to be out, it's unsettling, I know, for Iowa fans. And some want to cast blame. There is no blame.
It's a bad
Is it Fran McCaffrey's fault that Isaiah Moss decided to leave the program and go to Arkansas?
Or that Jordan Bohannon has
Jordan
a bad
Bohannon
hit?
Got hurt?
Apparently this injury has been around for a couple of seasons as well. Jordan tells Chad Lystico in the article that he has been playing with pain the last couple of seasons, and he wants to play a season without any pain. Therefore, you go with the surgery at this point.
He's been taking injections. He had plantar fasciitis, which is very, very painful for any athlete, let alone a basketball player. It's a leg or foot a problem that, you know, can really nag for quite some period of time. But this is a hip surgery for Jordan Bohannon. And as Ryan and Walford said on the text sign, appropriate weather for such crappy news. Best wishes to J-Bo on a speedy recovery.
What do you think out there at 311-319-366-1600? Your thoughts about Jordan Bohannon possibly not playing next year with the Iowa basketball team. Jordan is going to play his senior season. It's just a matter if it's going to be in 2019-2020 or 2020-2021. It's just a matter of which one that is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you have to assume he's going to redshirt. If we're operating on the low end of recovery time, 5-6 months, that goes to October, November. And that's just feeling comfortable again. It's not the fact that Jordan would be in basketball shape. And again, that's on the optimistic end of recovery from what we know right now. Poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Assuming Jordan Bohannon misses the season, does Iowa basketball sign a graduate transfer? Options are yes, no matter what their talent, or no. Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
Iowa's got a couple, they've got scholarships to give. It is very late as far as the signing period, grad transfer portal. Most of your top echelon have been signed. They've been taken care of. Not saying there's not a diamond in the rough out there that, you know, could blossom if they get the opportunity. Now, those are rare. You're taking a chance as far as that is concerned. It's all up to Fran McCaffrey and his staff and what they want to do. First thing Fran has to do is to let us know who the new assistant coach is.
Well, go ahead.
Secondly, then you got to get with that staff and decide, okay, do we want to go into the transfer portal, grab somebody for 1 year? Got to think it's got to be a shooter, but there aren't a lot of shooters out there right now on May the 21st getting ready for the 2019-2020 basketball season.
Well, if Fran goes to the transfer portal, I'm not saying right or wrong, but if he does that not signal the fact that he doesn't trust who he's got in camp, which would include his son, Connor McCaffrey, who has not demonstrated good ball handler, good heady player, but not a shooter by any means,
streaky,
at least up to now.
Streaky shooter.
Or C.J. Frederick or Joe Toussaint. That means he's really not trusting that combination of players at point guard.
Frederick, a little bit of a streaky shooter as well. He's a penetrator a lot, mid-range guy. Iowa needs somebody that can fill it up on the outside right now. 319-366-1600. When the Isaiah Moss news broke last week, I think you and I were in the same camp as far as, yes, Iowa, to a certain extent, was going to miss Isaiah Moss. I said that the only way Iowa really misses Isaiah Moss was if there was going to be an injury. Well, you got your injury now. It came much earlier than expected. So what does this mean for the Iowa basketball team? And Kyle and I kind of went through, he wrote the depth chart on the whiteboard in the sports office. Hey, Joe Wieskamp now, first of all, Joe Wieskamp's got to come back. He's got a few days left to make that decision. I think it's a 99.9% probability that he comes back to the Iowa basketball team, but there's always that outside 0.1% that he doesn't. I think he will come back. Joe Wieskamp's a 2 now. Played him at 3 mainly last year. Did slip to a 2 position at times, but he's your shooting guard now for the Iowa basketball team. Then you go back into a situation that Iowa had a couple of years ago when Jordan Bohannon was basically the chief shooter outside, and teams knew it. And they went out and banged him and bodied him and things like that. You're going to now see that with Joe Wieskamp. Joe Wieskamp, a bigger player, though, than Jordan Bohannon, so it might not take the toll as much as it did. Plus, he's not going to have to handle the ball like Jordan had to do. So, you know, worst-case scenario, yes, Wieskamp can go out there and fill it up, but it's not going to be as easy as when there was Isaiah Moss also on the outside, when there was Tyler Cook on the inside, and others.
On the text line, 9185, I'm curious as to why he didn't get the procedure done immediately after last season. And my only answer to that is from reading Chad Lystico's piece in the Des Moines Register is that Jordan gave it a lot of thought. He consulted with medical professionals in Iowa and medical professionals with the NHL Chicago Blackhawks.
Yes.
And got a lot of information as to what to do. What the different scenarios might be, and maybe that's why it took a couple months after the season is drawn to a close.
It would have been maybe apropos to get it done late March, April, but then you're saying, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to go forward with it. You didn't get the input that you did from the Blackhawks and other physicians as far as that is concerned. They deal with this on an everyday basis. And you want to make sure you're making the right decision. You got to check with your team. You got to check with your family. You got to check. You just got to cross the T's and dot the I's as far as figuring out what is best for your basketball future. You just can't go the day after Iowa loses to Tennessee. All right, we're going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did the right thing.
A couple more texts. One from Nick. Too bad Moss took his ball and left. All the shots he wanted at Iowa just opened up.
Yes, they did.
Doug in Coralville, Iowa has become the most unathletic team of any Power 5 team.
That's a big statement.
You can read into that what you will.
That's a big statement. All right, next year, what's got to happen for Iowa? You got to have Joe Wieskamp shoot the ball pretty well on the outside. Patrick McCaffrey's going to play now, right? First thing I said, okay, Patrick McCaffrey, all the redshirt talk is out. He's got to play now.
At a three.
Because you got fours and you got fives for Iowa. You got Nungy in there. You got Pemsel in there. You got Kreener in there. And you got Garza in there. Inside's taken care of. Move Patrick to a three. I think that's probably a better fit for Patrick anyway. He's going to have to get stronger. Going to have to hit the weight room even harder now. Before the season starts. But he's going to be an integral part of this Iowa basketball team now. It would be Patrick as well as Connor, but maybe even Patrick a little bit more. You better hope C.J. Frederick is as good as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
And Toussaint going to have to come in and play some point guard next year. Who's going to be the starting point guard? Is it going to be Connor coming off the baseball season? It's going to have a whole summer to get ready, but hasn't probably picked up a basketball in several months, playing baseball for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes. A lot of questions to be answered out there.
It's going to be interesting to follow. Ryan and Walford, once again, no offense to Riley Till, but you have to assume Fran knew this was coming before offering Till the scholarship, right? Seems like it'd be nice to have another scholarship to hand out to a guy that can come in and make an impact right away.
Still has a couple scholarships remaining.
Now. Yeah.
And even if it's a one-year deal for Riley Till and a one-year deal for a grad transfer, that opens up a couple next year. So I don't think the Riley Till scholarship really has anything to do with anything out there. That was just a, hey, we appreciate what you've done in the locker room. We appreciate the work you've put in. You're a good teammate. It happens at a ton of basketball programs as well as football programs.
Should Fran go get a graduate transfer? That's our poll question. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Iowa basketball situation. Want to hear from you as well at 319-366-1600. Talk a little bit of local baseball coming up as well in the back half of the program today. Should let everyone know that the Metro Baseball Tournament canceled for tonight, postponed until tomorrow night. And then they will just play the winner's bracket coming up on Thursday. And hopefully the weather will hold out. And we know Thursday Jefferson's going to play at 3:30 no matter what, if they're in the championship or in the consolation game, because they have graduation that night. So they're going to play at 3:30 as the Berbacek Memorial Metro Baseball Tournament gets going.
Also just in, the Cedar Rapids Colonels have announced that tonight's game against Burlington has been postponed. Going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. First game, first pitch, 12:05. Gates will open at 11 a.m. The two teams will play 2 7-inning games.
And the reason why they're pulling the plug on that so early is because it's a commuter, and Burlington is probably either getting ready to leave or had just left.
Usually, I think around 3 o'clock is the cutoff point for these commuter series.
So, yeah, that's why they wanted to get that taken care of. All right, we'll take a break, come back, more Iowa basketball talk. Your thoughts, welcome, 319-366-1600. Jordan Bohannon, going to have hip surgery tomorrow, 5 to 9 months. He's going to be out and up in the air as far as his availability for the Iowa basketball team for 2019-2020. Back with more after this.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit, but when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one. Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels play at noon tomorrow, so take off work and spend the afternoon with the Colonels. Enjoy our noon game lunch combo of a sandwich, snack, and soda or beer for just $8.50. Get tickets at Colonels.com for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Twins and the Angels, game two of a three-game series with Big Mike. Michael Pineda on the mound for the Twins on Tuesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis, 8:30 pregame, 9:07 start on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And we've got that game coming your way tonight at 8:30, 107.5 FM, as the Twins take on the Los Angeles Angels. And also tonight, we'll join up with the pregame at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Game four of the Eastern Conference Finals. Who faces Golden State now? As it will be Toronto looking to tie things up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And again, we'll have that for you tonight at 7 o'clock. Golden State completing the four-game sweep of Portland last night, doing that in overtime, coming away, and now they get about a two-week rest. I'm not kidding. at least a week plus, before they have to go out onto the court again. 319-366-1600. We are talking Iowa basketball with you on the program here this afternoon. Jordan Bohannon, in case you are just joining us, after work, getting into the car, Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, Mark, came out with an article earlier on today. Jordan Bohannon is going to undergo hip surgery tomorrow morning, and he will be out 5 to 9 months. Speculation is that he may indeed redshirt for the 2019-2020 season. What does Iowa basketball do? That is the question we have for you. 319-366-1600 if you would like to call in. Otherwise, the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line available to you at that same number at 319-366-1600.
3830 on said text line. Sorry, 160 pounds soaking wet isn't the answer. Getting close to a train wreck. I hope he proves me wrong. I believe the texter is referring to Tucson.
I would believe so, yes. I'm not going to put a guy down until he can show what he can do as far as Division I basketball is concerned. I'll never put anybody down from the Bronx, New York. He's, right? We'll see.
Tucson listed at 6 foot in some places, 5'11 in others, 165. He chose Iowa over such schools as Dayton, Drexel, Fordham, Iona, UMass, St. Joe's, St. Louis, and UNLV.
A-10 schools, a lot of A-10 schools in there. Not bad schools as far as basketball is concerned. Dayton, UMass in there, Fordham. Iona's had some good teams as well. Let's see how he can play before we wreck him down as far as social networking and whatnot is concerned. But he's going to have to step up. Not saying that he's just going to go into the lineup and get things done. He could be your starting point guard next year if you're the Hawkeyes.
Talked about the transfer portal and whether, in our poll question, should Fran sign a graduate transfer. Man, this is damn near June.
Doesn't feel
what
like
kind
it,
of
but
player? No, but what kind of players are out there now?
You're not going to have a guy that's going to walk on your campus, score 15 points a game, play pretty good defense, and dish out a couple of assists.
Unless he's been hiding in the weeds.
You're going to have to take a chance if you're going to go out as far as the transfer portal is concerned and see if a guy can absolutely knock your socks off. You're just not – that guy doesn't exist out there right now.
You wouldn't think so.
Unless there's just a sleeper out there that nobody knows about on May the 21st that has not signed yet with a Division I school. Now, if you're Fran McCaffrey, I think you have to go at least look. Maybe bring some guys in. See if they can fill that need. If you don't find anyone, though, that you like, then do you just go ahead and play the cards you're dealt? Or do you just sign someone to have somebody there? Riley Till is on scholarship now. He's not a shooter. He's more of a three. You got Austin Ash, who can light it up. Now, Austin Ash... walk on. I'm not expecting the big things out of Austin. He is there on the roster. More of a practice player, I think, but I don't know. We'll see. Got to find a shooter out there. And there aren't a lot of shooters remaining on May the 21st. Can Joe Wieskamp be your shooter out there? Can Frederick pick up his three-point percentage? Can Nunji be a guy? He's showed the ability to go out, attempt threes a couple years ago. Now, his percentage wasn't great from three-point range, if I recall, after the red shirt last year. But Nunji can go out there, create some matchup situations, and get a three-point shot off. It's interesting. Gary Parrish of CBS Sports, this was after the Bohannon News came out today, came out with his latest top 25 and one. Apparently, the internet hasn't gotten to where Gary is, because Gary still had Iowa as a solid 16 in the top 25, including Jordan Bohannon being one of the returners for next year.
Yeah,
I think he will amend that a little bit. 319-366-1600. Who's going to step up for the Iowa basketball team next year? Coming up on 3:30, we're going to talk a little baseball with you coming up here in just a little bit. Stay tuned for that. But we talk some basketball now on May the 21st. And not NBA basketball, Mark Dukes, on May the 21st.
How many transfers there have been this year in Division I basketball?
Over 500.
847.
That's a lot of transfers. And they're not done yet. Maybe you go to junior college route, but a lot of those guys have already been accounted for as well. There's just, if you're going to go that route, you got to just roll the dice, take a chance, and hope for the best. Am I right?
Yeah.
Bring a couple guys in that you see some film on, that you think that can help you. And just flat out roll the dice. Because they probably are going to get some playing time next year. And you hope there's not an injury, especially in the backcourt. Joe Wieskamp becomes the most important Iowa Hawkeye now, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Without a doubt. And we talked last year that who was the linchpin of this team. And a lot of times we said Joe Wieskamp. And I think it's got to be now, without a doubt, Joe Wieskamp.
Can Iowa be successful with what largely appears to be an inside-out, outside team this year? With guys we've mentioned.
Last year.
Very much so, yeah.
This team was an overtime away from getting to the Sweet 16. People, I think, forget that at
times. The strength is going to be, in addition to Wieskamp, that foursome of Garza, Kreener, Nunji, and Pemsel, is it not?
Now, keep in mind, there was Tyler Cook inside last year,
true,
too. Maybe Garza plays a little bit more inside. Kreener's in there. He can't get into foul trouble as readily this year. And Pemsel can't get into foul trouble as readily this year. Pemsel has shown the ability to hit that little 10 to 12 footer that Tyler Cook had so much problems with, though. It's just, you got to wait and see. It's a wait and see situation more than anything, isn't it?
It is. A few more texts on the Hurtine & Stocker Jeweler text line. 0623, this opens the door for Wieskamp to be our primary scorer.
I can't disagree with that.
7057, if you are a young kid with great potential looking to transfer, would you go to Iowa considering the current situation? Well, what is the current situation?
I suppose
Isaiah Moss is one of 847 transfers. Yes. It happens every school, every day of the week in the off season, and Jordan Bohannon gets hurt. I'm not sure what the situation is.
The sky is not falling because Tyler Moss left the Iowa basketball team.
Isaiah, yeah.
What'd I say?
Tyler.
Tyler Moss.
Well,
I'm getting them together here. No, because Isaiah Moss left the basketball team. He wanted more shots. He wanted more opportunities to score.
1505 suggests poaching Jake Hilmer from Upper Iowa.
Jake could score. Jake threw a nice game last night for North Lynn, Coach Griff.
1307, hold open tryouts on campus.
There's some pretty good...
Head down to the open gyms.
There's some pretty good intramural teams.
You were there 30 years ago. There was pretty good players.
There were some pretty good players 30 years ago, but I'm not sure that you're going to find a Big Ten player doing that.
Heaven and North
they
Liberty.
They do it for punters, though.
Heaven and North Liberty has a good point. Come on, guys. This team was also three miracle shots away from missing the tournament last year.
You're right.
True enough.
You look at it positively, or you can look at it negatively on how it all plays out.
But also a basket away from the Sweet 16.
Very true.
You play it both ways.
By the way, some basketball news not associated with the University of Iowa. The Michigan Wolverines seem to be inching their way closer to Juwan Howard taking over as the head coach. Is that, we were talking about that in the sports office earlier today. Is this the way of college basketball now? Bring in the big names that were a big recruit for your school that went on to success in the NBA, have them come back. I mean, we've gotten Penny Hardaway at Memphis. We got Jerry Stackhouse at Vanderbilt now, and Juwan Howard seemingly at the University of Michigan. Is this going to be the way to get kids to come to college basketball while we still have the one and done rule going?
I heard Chris Webber, a former Michigan great, speak to this today on one of the national programs. He was very passionate about Juwan Howard getting the job. A guy who's walked the hallways of not only the athletic complex, but classrooms. Come on. You can't say that. But has gone through the Michigan experience.
You're right. He's a Michigan man, Mark.
He's a Michigan man. And I think Weber's kid is coming up and, yes, and a possible recruit that Michigan may entertain. Really? Is that possible? But at any rate.
I felt bad already because Kent Herbeck's 59 today, and then you had to throw Chris Weber's kids almost in college out. So I appreciate that. Thank you for that insight a little bit today. Don't feel bad for Ed Cooley, though. He got a payday from Providence. He was in, of course, yesterday to interview, allegedly, for the Michigan job, and it all played out well for Ed. Good coach, too, over in the Big East at Providence. A John Beilein-type guy. I think that would have been a good fit for Michigan. I don't think he would have brought in maybe the top-line guys that Beilein did, but he would have coached him up at Michigan, but he's going to stay at Providence.
Beilein had a lot of guts today at the being introduced. Was it today or yesterday? But the being introduced as the Cavs' new head coach, saying he was just at the. Remember, this is Ohio. He's sitting in a chair in Ohio, and saying he came from the greatest college in the world.
And I think that was gutsy. That was gutsy.
Do I need to get to my disturbed voice? Cranked up here or what?
Yes, let's do this. Let's do this. In case you missed it yesterday, we have tickets to see the Disturbed concert that will be going on Wednesday, October the 9th, the Disturbed with In This Moment. That is their special guests. Tickets are available right now. And how you can pick up the tickets, it's very simple. Mark, DJ Master Mark, is going to read either a lyric from Disturbed or a phrase from a Disturbed poet. You have to decide which it is. And if you are a winner, you get two tickets to see Disturbed on Wednesday, October the 9th. So we'll take caller six right now at 319-366-1600. Mark's getting ready. 319-366-1600. Kyle will get you ready. Caller number six, and we will come back and give you an opportunity to win tickets to see Disturbed on Wednesday, October 9th at the U.S. Cellular Center.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired, but your guests do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Drywall, painting, general carpentry, kitchens, countertops, and alterations, and remodeling to business properties. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
See their work and get in touch at jacksonremodel.com.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hit it, Kyle. Hit it, Kyle.
Oh, you want?
This is how we introduce this segment.
Ooh, wow.
There you go. That's not bad.
Better than most.
Yeah, it's better than Mark, that's for sure.
All right, we are going to bring in Reese from Blairstown joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the program. And Reese, how are you today?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yep.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Here's what we're going to do. Mark is going to read a selection from either a Disturbed poet or a Disturbed lyric. You have to let us know which it is. And if you are correct, you pick up the tickets to see the concert. How's that sound?
It sounds great.
All right. Pay very close attention. DJ Master Mark, you are on.
I must have dreamed 1,000 dreams. Been haunted by 1,000,000 screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fires still alight, burning into the night.
That's very good.
Reese, was that a Disturbed poet or a Disturbed lyric?
I'm going to guess it's a Disturbed band.
The band Disturbed. Mark, is he correct?
Correct, from the song Land of Confusion.
Very good.
Get away, Reese.
All right.
All right, Reese, I'm going to put you on hold. Kyle's going to get your information, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Reese in Blairstown, he knew it was a lyric from Disturbed. All right, we'll come back. Jack Rader is going to join us here in studio when we come back here in the gym class on KGYM.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. and that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
After dropping games 1 and 2, the Raptors respond with a huge Game 3 win at home. Will the Bucks bounce back?
Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with the other Gym Class at KGYM, Reese in Blairstown's going to go to the Disturbed concert. You got that right. We'll play again tomorrow as we give a couple more tickets away to the concert coming up on Wednesday, October the 9th. Coming up on Thursday, out at the corner of Highway 13 at County Home Road, it will be the ribbon cutting and the grand opening celebration for the brand new Prospect Meadows, the big baseball softball complex over in Marion. And to talk about that with us here today is our friend Jack Rader joining us in studio. Do you have an official title at Prospect Meadows?
For now.
Depends on who you ask.
We wanted to throw in the official title.
Well, you can call me General Manager,
I guess. Jack Rader, just like you were so many years with the Cedar Rapids Ball Club.
That's right. That title has followed me around a little while.
Well, I tell you what, you got to be a very proud papa because you've been in on the bottom floor of this, and you're going to see it come to fruition with the ribbon cutting on Thursday.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, I think, that are really happy. A lot of people have been involved with this. I've just been one of many, but glad to be a part of it. And I think it's going to be a great addition to the community for any number of reasons. But I think we're all excited and happy that we're getting to the point where we're going to have a ribbon cutting. And actually, we're looking, I would call this more of a soft opening with the weather. I mean, it's been tough even last year. The weather was not good in the fall and the spring. I think we've had 70-plus days of delays. But we are going to have one quad that's going to be available to play this weekend, and we're looking at bringing some teams in this weekend to play. But Thursday night, as you had mentioned, we're going to, at 4 o'clock, have a ribbon-cutting ceremony and for the donors. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to open it up to the general public and let them tour around a little bit and then watch the kids out there. There'll be some kids on the field doing some things Thursday evening too. So, and Mark just mentioned, looks like we might get a sunny day. Mm. So, yeah, it's really nice to see it come to fruition.
Jack, as you know, this whole project and idea came, correct me if I'm wrong, the start of this decade, really, 2010 or 11?
Yeah, I was actually, Mark, still working with the Colonels. I was, that's the last year that I was with the Colonels, retired in the fall, but I was still at the Colonels, standing by the concession stand, I always say, minding my own business. When Rick Fries, who's on our board of directors, approached me about this project, and he and another gentleman named Richard Bice had kind of had this on the drawing board, and they came to me and kind of laid it out. And I loved everything about it because it was going to be a 501c3 nonprofit. It was going to have a miracle field. It was going to have a program for the underserved. It was going to be for local kids to play out there. And then, of course, the big economic impact of it with the tie to Perfect Game and some of the other groups that will be coming in bringing these bigger, longer tournaments. So it really, I always looked at it as kind of a win-win. And, you know, I still think it is and will be. So we're excited to get to the point where we're actually playing games. Because, as you said, this, I would say we started in earnest on this in 2011.
What have been some of the biggest or bigger challenges along the way? I'm sure funding is one. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, I would say the biggest challenge certainly has been funding. I mean, it's a big project. You know, initially we were looking at 16 fields and a miracle field, and we still are. But we, well, the second phase of this, the second eight fields, will now are scheduled to come online in 2023. So I think it was a wise decision for us to scale back to eight to start with, plus the miracle field, just to get our feet wet and kind of get a good, I guess, grip on the operation and how it runs. And traveling around the country, I saw some eight field complexes, and that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll give us a chance to grow really into the 16 field complex. We never found, Mark, you know, a $10 million donor. So we've had to do this really in bits and pieces. And when I say bits and pieces, I don't really mean that either, because we've had a number of donors who have been come in over $1 million. But it has been, to me, a long journey, but also one that I think really is good, because it's the collaboration of this. I mean, when you look at the state on the amount of money they put into this, when you look at the local entities, whether it's Cedar Rapids, Marion, Linn County, the money they put into this, and then you look at the private donors, the money that they've put into this, and the patience they've had, really, for this to come to fruition. And I think, you know, that's really the best part of it. It's taken longer because there wasn't that one, you know, where you could start and, okay, well, we're halfway here or whatever. It's kind of been piecing this together. But a lot of support from a lot of people and a lot of patients, you know, got us to this point.
I think one of the neat things about the complex is not only you got the eight fields now, but you can adjust the fields.
Right.
You have the field turf that you've used, so any age can play there. Plus, you have the miracle field. And if people aren't, they're wondering what that means, maybe you can fill them in on that, just how that field is going to be used.
Yeah, well, your first point there, the nice thing about the artificial turf, even though all these, the eight fields we're putting up are 380, or yeah, 380 to center and 320 down the lines, with the artificial turf and with portable fencing, we can play any level we want. I mean, we'll have a 7U girls softball tournament one day, and the next day we can be playing an 18U boys baseball tournament. So in phase two, a lot of the fields are going to be designed to be smaller for the younger youth, but with the artificial turf, it does give us the flexibility to play everything, you know, right off the bat. And then the miracle field is an all-inclusive field. And with that, it has a different surface to it that allows wheelchairs to get on and off of it. The miracle field is where we're actually going to hold the ribbon cutting, which I think is appropriate. And it's right by the main entrance and you come into the facility. But the nice thing about it is we'll be able to get everybody out to the facility to play. So there won't be any limitations. If you're in a, you know, kids in wheelchairs, we'll be able to get out there and play. We've got a buddy program. We've actually got a miracle league. The Kiwanis have stepped up for us and we'll actually kind of run that program. So it'll be nice. And I think it's something that'd be very special, you know, get everybody to be able to be involved out there.
And you partnered with Perfect Game, among others, and that's a wonderful thing. I have had people ask me what's there for the local 9U, 12U programs and being able to use that facility. Or
basically, I think some of those teams will play in Perfect Game events or game day events. But in addition to that, at least the first 2 months and probably 3 months of this facility will mainly be geared towards Monday through Thursday for local kids to play out there, boys and girls. I think we have already this year, believe it or not, 140 or 150 games scheduled Monday through Thursday for different teams, baseball, softball teams in the area. And they're all local. We've got three nights for the Marion Recreation Department. So we're trying to get as many people as we can involved at a reasonable rate, the rate that they're paying, you know, maybe a little bit higher than maybe where they were playing some of the other games, but probably not much. Again, it was part of, you know, the whole plan from day one was to try and get as many local kids. I always tell people, like I said, the people were always wondering, you know, why they had to go to other areas to play, you know, whether it's Ankeny or Kansas City or wherever they were going. This gives an opportunity, really, for the local kids. It'll be special for them, especially when you go out. I think I could feel the ground ball off that turf. I mean,
you don't get a bad hop, do you?
You don't
it's
get
that
any
good, huh, Jack?
Problem would be bending over far enough to field it. It's pretty special out there.
Well, That's a beauty, too, because say you're a team from Kansas City coming in, you're going to play at some point.
Unless it's raining, thundering, or lightning.
Yeah. Right. Jerry Ford from Perfect Game has been a big supporter of this from day one, but he has always said that this is a great location because Cedar Rapids, Marion, Linn County, this area, we are located within what he would say 5 or 6 hours, which is a doable drive of a lot of population. So I think a lot of the Perfect Game events, you'll see kids coming from Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Missouri, Indiana, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think was a big part of it, you know, the location of this, that people can get here. And then, like you said, the second thing is if they're traveling that far, they want to know they're going to play. So really, unless it's severe weather, lightning, those type of things, you know, you can play once it stops raining.
Yeah.
Just go out there and go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the economic impact that this is going to have, the city of Marion, Linn County, Cedar Rapids, just around, because you're going to be playing games there most every weekend.
Yeah, and during the weekend, a lot of cases, once you get to mid-June, early July, some of the Perfect Game events are 3, 4, 5 days. So that's where you really start to get the hotel rooms that start to add up, the food and beverage, the gas, all those things that go along with that. But we think that ultimately this could be a $20 million per year economic impact to the area. So it'll be a nice boost that way. It's really a neat quality of life thing. And I do think there'll be a lot of growth around the complex as time goes too. But again, you're right. It's I think all the entities here in eastern Iowa, I mean, there's going to be times when probably we'll be using rooms in Mount Vernon and Monticello and, you know, wherever we can find them. So I think everybody will benefit to some degree.
Excellent. And grand opening celebration coming up on Thursday. And give the timetable again for people if they want to just come out and see the complex.
Yeah, the first part of it, 4 o'clock, it will be mostly for the donors and people who have given to the capital campaign. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to open it up really to the general public where they can walk around. And like I said, there will be some stuff going on 4 of the fields, too. One thing, and I won't give it away here, but we have all the fields named, all 9 fields. In phase one, we'll have we have a sponsor for it. We have a secret one that we're announcing that we've kind of kept under wraps for a local gentleman who's meant so much to this community. And I won't say his name because we will announce that at the ribbon cutting, but I think that'll be kind of a special moment, too, that be able to honor someone who's given so much to this community. So.
We'll look forward to that then.
I have ideas.
I got ideas. So we'll find out about that coming up on Thursday. And weather looks good, so that's all we can hope for, right?
Keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Great to see you, Jack.
Great to see you guys. Thanks.
All right. We'll take a quick break, come back, wrap things up, get you a preview of what's coming up with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn as well. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Ted here, dialing in from Denver.
Kenzie and the Chicago team dialing in.
Okay, let's get started.
Ted's in charge of this project. He's a total goober. And what's with the haircut?
Guys, can definitely hear you. Really good reception.
Conference calls, no-brainer. The mute button. Barbasol's no-brainer. Finally making razors to go along with America's favorite shaving cream. Try Barbasol's Ultra 6 Plus razor with 6 ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave.
Barbasol!
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone!
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:58 here on the Gym Class of KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, it is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to that. Brian Haas will be with us in studio. We'll also talk with Matt Taylor from the Kranich Tour coming up tomorrow. They've got their second event. That will be June 1st and 2nd. And that will be at Ellis here in Cedar Rapids. More on that in the 2019 Kranich season coming up. With Matt Taylor, your questions as well as far as golf, and we'll look back on the PGA tomorrow. All that on Caddy Smack.
And another opportunity for you to join Derek and Reese as winners of tickets to the Disturbed concert. And I'll try to hold my voice together for another 3 days for that. Okay?
We are 2 for 2 so far.
We are indeed.
And giving away tickets right out of the chute, so that is good. Again, the big news, more on it. Coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register reporting. Jordan Bohannon is going to undergo hip surgery tomorrow. Going to be out 5 to 9 months. Jury's still out if he is going to take a red shirt next year as far as the Iowa men's basketball team is concerned. Your comments more than welcome coming up during Todd and Alex's show at 319-366-1600. Didn't think we'd talk a lot of basketball on May the 21st, but that's the way the sports world goes. As I told Alex earlier, sports is the greatest reality show there is.
Very unpredictable sometimes, especially this time of year. But, yeah, a lot more discussion on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Jordan Bohannon's impending surgery tomorrow. And we hope he has a successful
recovery. That's the big
thing.
Yeah, our best going out to Jordan out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.